listening to the Broadcast Basement On Demand Radio Network.
It's the podcast in the Broadcast Basement.
BroadcastBasement.com.
The EP Podcast. Heard everywhere podcasts can be found.
And always at theeppodcast.com.
And welcome down to the EP Podcast. My name is Chris Lanuti. Another week and another EP Podcast. 30 minutes of good in a world of dumb for my 9-foot homemade oak bar in my basement right here in Evergreen Park. Hannah Beth sitting here with me. We are going to be joined by many guests this week, including one that will tell you about an alternate Halloween plan for you and your kids where you never even have to leave your car. And there's entertainment along the route. And it's happening right here in Evergreen Park. And it's all brought to you by the First National Bank of Evergreen Park. Whether you're saving for your first home, your child's education, or looking ahead to retirement, First National Bank of Evergreen Park has the solutions and expertise to help you reach your savings goals. Their expert team of bankers are here to support you every step of the way with great savings accounts, certificates of deposit, and more. To find an account that is right for you, make an appointment with our proud sponsors at bankevergreenpark.com/EPPod, member FDIC. They are giving out free pumpkins over there. Go get one for the kiddos. And also, when you're at 95th and Pulaski in that iconic building where the First National Bank of Evergreen Park resides, make sure you pick up your free EP Podcast car magnet. We gave away $100 cash this week to a young man by the name of Ryan, just because he had his EP Podcast car magnet on the back of his vehicle. You can go into the bank and get it for free. You can go online to theeppodcast.com and get one delivered to your door. This week, Core Fitness and Physical Therapy giving away a free one-hour massage. That is a solid prize for you to look forward to getting. I know I would enjoy one of those. We almost couldn't do the show this week.
Why?
We had a massive flood.
Massive?
In the basement here.
Oh, no.
I always make things sound worse than they are for the entertainment
I'm
value.
I'm just looking
of the
around and everything looks very neat and dry and tidy. I'm like, couldn't have been too massive.
The oblivious. You know, both my boys are oblivious. You know this. Dominic, they don't get any better. Between 5-year-old Nicholas and 12-year-old Dominic, there's been no improvement in 7 years.
Oh, no.
Dominic is just as oblivious at 12 as Nick was at 5. So they use the downstairs more than anybody because the video games are down.
Right.
Here. And the sump pump stopped working in the unfinished side of the basement. And water was filling up because it was raining. And because Erica was doing every piece of laundry in the house that day.
Oh, of course.
So she starts one more load and goes upstairs to make dinner because I keep it tight here in the Lanuti house. I couldn't resist. Okay, anyway, so she's upstairs. She's making dinner. And I hear my daughter go down the stairs to say something to her brothers. And then she goes, it stinks down here. Hey, Dad, it stinks down here. And I'm like, all right, I'm coming. And as I'm heading down the stairs, I smell this smell.
Yeah.
And there was a long time ago, we actually had a flood in this house. Mm-hmm. We went away on vacation.
I remember that.
And there was a sump pump failure, but it was for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I came home to just a flooded basement that had been sitting there forever. We had to tear everything out and rebuild the entire thing. That's where the broadcast basement came into its current form because everything looked completely different before that. So as I'm coming down the stairs, I'm like, I recognize the smell. And I couldn't remember if that's the smell of the dryer motor burning out or a flood. Uh-oh. But I know either one of them was costing me money. It was like one of those things, I'm coming down the staircase, and the staircase is a landing halfway down going to the basement. So I haven't even made the turn to go down into the bottom part of the basement. I'm like, something just cost me a bunch of money.
Yeah.
So as I head down the stairs, I could smell it. I know it's a flood. I don't see it at first on the ground in the finish side. I walk into the backside and I'm like, oh, it's a flood. I mean, I got a lake back there because the lowest point of the house is in the unfinished side with a drain in the middle of it. So I look back around the corner and my daughter's like, there's water underneath the TV. These idiots are watching television.
These idiots.
And a lake has surrounded the television they're watching.
Oh my God.
And it's hit the rug.
Oh my God.
That they're sitting on. But it hasn't hit them yet. And I think they would have sat there and drowned because they were so into their game or their TV show. They'd have just drowned down here. They'd have been like, Dad, what? There's water up to my neck. Like, that would have been the moment they realized it. It would have gotten that bad before they said anything to me. So now I yell to Erica. Erica comes down. She's her normal calm self. There's lots of screaming. And I'm like, hold on. And she's all worried because she's like, get away. There could be electrical wires. Like her first thing is everybody's going to get electrocuted in the basement.
Right.
And I'm like, relax. It's not as high as the plugs. It's okay. We haven't gotten that bad because we just discovered it. I mean, there's water on the ground, but it's not that bad.
Yeah.
And so I walk over, I put shoes on real quick, and I walk through the deepest part of it to get to the sump pump, which is completely dry because it's actually at a higher point.
Mm-hmm.
I go, what's wrong with this thing? I touch the pipe, and the sump pump turns on. And it's like a cartoon. It just sucks all the water out of the entire basement in like 10 minutes, right back into the hole, and it's all gone. So now we just have like this dew over the entire floor. So we clean the floor and everything like that. And I want to give a plug, because they're here in Evergreen Park. They're the sponsors, the proud sponsors of the number one White Sox podcast in all the land, Sox in the Basement. The proud sponsors now for many, many months is Family Waterproofing Solutions, and they're located here in Evergreen Park. And I called them. They were here right away, next day. Okay. Ken Kirchner showed up, the owner.
Yeah.
Just walked in the door. I get owners because, you know, he advertises with me. So he shows up.
I get owners.
And Ken leans in and he takes a look at it and he goes, I'm going to tell you, Chris, there's nothing wrong with this thing. This thing works. He goes, but the O-ring, and I just watched the Challenger special. So me and the Challenger explosion, same problem.
Oh, my God.
Me and the Challenger explosion.
Oh, God.
Too soon? Me and the Challenger explosion. We had the same problem. An O-ring got overly stretched, and the thing froze that keeps track of how high the water is, and we flooded. This is not as bad of a result as the Challenger explosion, so I can't be upset, but it was an O-ring problem. Maybe one day there'll be a documentary on that as well. So the O-ring failed. And he's like, it might not fail again on you for 6 months. But if it does, and you notice something, just tap the pipe and it'll work. This thing will work for another couple of years, or you can replace it. And I was like, no, I've already had a flood. I don't want another flood. Yeah. Replace it. Okay,
I'm glad the boys didn't drown.
Yeah, they would have just sat here.
They didn't. They were just like, oh, they're idiots. The carpet's wet, Dad.
Yeah, no, they would have just sat here.
Hi, that's your car, right?
That's my son's car.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
All right, is he here?
He is.
Can I talk to him real quick? Because he just won $100.
Stop it. The podcast thing? Oh, my God. That's so funny. We never thought he was going to win. He's had that car for a year and a half.
That's awesome. What's your name, man?
Ryan. Nice
Ryan?
To meet you.
Yeah. How are you? I'm Chris.
How are you? Nice to meet you.
I got $100 for you.
Thank you.
For wearing the EP Podcast car magnet on the back of your car.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I want to say thanks for listening and putting it on the back of the car.
No problem, man. Yeah? Of course, yeah.
That's awesome. Are you excited?
Really cool. Yeah.
Did you really expect it on a rainy Sunday? I just show up at your door?
No, I've had that thing for a while, so yeah, this is cool.
Car paid off, huh?
Yeah, it did.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks
a lot
for listening.
Thank you so much, man. Yeah. Wow, this is so cool. This is awesome, man. Thanks.
It is now time for your EP Podcast Word on the Street, and the Recreation Department keeps the hits coming. The EP Recreation Department this week on Thursday, October the 22nd, from 6:30 to 9:30 in the evening for $35 is having adult paint and sip. The $35 give you painting supplies and refreshments, wine and beer, and also some light appetizers. Sign up for that over at the community center. Give them a call, 708-229-3373. Also, do not forget the drive-in movies for Halloween for EP residents only. This Friday the 23rd and next Friday the 30th, 6 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. shows. The Lanuti family already has their free ticket. We're going over there. All the kids get a goodie bag. You just got to tell them how many kids are going to be in the back of your car. Also, Taekwondo classes are being offered by the rec department ages 4 through 13. Those classes still available. Like I said, 708-229-3373. And folks, remember Thursday night, the EP Podcast is live at Porter Cullen's big outdoor heated tent. Join us there. 3541 West 99th Street in Evergreen Park. Starts at 7. We want to see you. I'll bring out some EP Podcast car magnets for you and some swag as well. The EP Podcast rolls on, found everywhere podcasts can be found, and always at theeppodcast.com. An Irish pub created by two neighborhood families right here in Evergreen Park, nestled on the quiet little street called 99th, and it has quickly become a Southside tradition. I'm talking about Porter Cullen's. Voted the best Irish pub the last 4 years by the Chicago Tribune. Their menu is filled with unique and inspired takes on traditional Irish and American classics that are sure to satisfy all your taste and cravings. This includes their incredible Guinness battered fish and chips and the best homemade corned beef you can find. With a family-friendly atmosphere, Porter Cullen's is certified by Guinness to give you the perfect pour. A hidden gem on the south side with a downtown feel located right here in Evergreen Park, Porter Cullen's has comfortable seating, indoors and outdoors. Located at 3541 West 99th Street in Evergreen Park. Learn more at PorterCullens.com. And I see her coming over here right now. We're going to get her a microphone. Amy Kazin is stepping in here. And Amy is, she runs all the music over at Evergreen Park High School. She's an old friend. She brings in the Madrigal Choir all the time. She has the, what else is it? The unaccompanied minors that come in here all the time. Mm-hmm. She's a really nice person. No, it's the name of the a cappella group.
I know, they come into a bar.
My wife is over here
it.
Laughing. Amy's laughing. I'm like, when I say that, I bring unaccompanied minors over to my bar. It always gets a laugh.
And they sing to you.
It always gets a laugh.
And they sing you songs.
Amy, how are you?
Good. It's great to be back. Thank you.
And one day, hopefully soon, we'll be able to do choir stuff down here. But we know it's got to get a little bit better for that because it gets packed in here when the kids are down here for that. But I am excited to get to see you. And am I hearing it right? Did the school open back up again? What are they doing over there?
We did. We are at about 30% capacity when you subtract our remote learners, but our kids are coming in the building every other day and have been since last Monday.
That's awesome. I'm sure they're excited to be able to kind of see each other. And based upon what my daughter told me with her high school, she's like, you at first it's weird because it's hard, especially for the new kids. Like, you're like, how do I even know what this person looks like that I become friends with? And she told me, she's like, I've been friends with somebody for 2 weeks. I haven't seen him without a mask on. And then eventually they start to, like, you know, see each other outside or something like that. And somebody recognizes somebody else and they adjust. I think kids adjust better than adults adjust. I really do. I think kids and the teenagers have adjusted to this far better than we have.
I think you're absolutely right. The kids do have the advantage of being on Zoom on the alternate day, so they can see that friend without the mask on and start to put the name to the face if they pay attention to who's on the screen, too.
That makes sense. There you go. All right. So you guys are doing something for Halloween. I mean, the Village is already doing trick-or-treating hours. The Village is going to be doing drive-in movie theaters. But now you contacted me this week and said, hey, we're doing something else, which I think is pretty cool. Can you tell me about it?
Absolutely. So last year was the first year we had done our Halloween happenings, and we had over 100 people come in and paint pumpkins and watch It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown in the big theater. We did a costume parade, all that. Because that was so well received, we didn't want to just forget about Halloween this year. But we know that we can't bring big groups into the building like that. So on Tuesday, October 27th, which is the Tuesday before Halloween,
yes,
from 4 to 5:30, we are hosting a drive-through trick-or-treat in our parking lot. And so families can get their little ones all dressed up in costume and put them in the car. And they're going to come in our main parking lot, and our drumline's going to be playing some cheers, and our color guard's going to be doing some stuff to entertain them as they're waiting in line to come through. And then we'll have all of our sports and extracurricular activities, our decorating tables outside, and we'll have a whole set of those nice long PVC pipes that you've seen on Facebook, the guy that did the trick-or-treating
yes,
down the railing.
Yes, so I'm thinking about doing
we'll
it myself.
We'll have those all ready to go. Each of the clubs and sports is going to have one of those all ready to shoot candy down to the back seat so we can wave to the trick-or-treaters, but give them candy and treats at a safe distance.
That's really cool. And, you know, it's another alternative thing because I know, I mean, we have a lot of parents that are like, I'm glad that the kids can go and trick-or-treat, and we still have parents that are like, hey, you know, we've got somebody at risk here at home and they want to find a safer way to do things. And this is a nice alternative for the kids to be able to do it. Now, when you're talking about the different tables, does that mean as they're driving along, like there's different stops in the cars? So it's not just one stop. You don't just pull up, get a bag of candy, drive away. It actually feels like trick-or-treating, but in the car.
That's correct. They're going to drive very slowly along our East Drive from table to table and from pipe to pipe to pick up those individual little bags. All of our kids that are distributing will have masks and gloves on. All of the treats will already be individually bagged. So we're being as safe as we possibly can, but we want the kids to enjoy the holiday.
That's really neat. I think that's a great idea. I'm going to tell you, this is you always are amazed by how people come up with with new ways to adjust. And this is just another example of it. It's the one thing that stood out to me throughout the entire COVID-19 thing is the way that people adjust. Businesses adjust, schools adjust, parents adjust, kids adjust. We're adjusting when it comes to Halloween. There's different options for where everybody is. In a weird time when everybody's at each other's throats, and don't go on social media, it's terrible these days, Amy. I've deleted Twitter now for at least the last 2 months. I won't even go on the thing. Okay. In a weird world right now, there's more humanity at the local level. I think the thing is great that what you guys are doing, and I look forward to this. The 27th on Tuesday, Evergreen Park High School. What time does it start at?
From 4 to 5:30.
4 to 5:30. Dress up the kids. Go through some drive-up Halloween trick-or-treating. That's absolutely awesome. There was something else you wanted to make sure that you reminded me of, too, before. Something about 8th graders or something?
Yeah. If there's 8th graders who are still trying to decide where they're going to head for high school next year, there is a video that's going to post on our normal 7th and 8th grade open house day on November 10th, I believe it is. But folks can go to the evergreenpark.org website and sign up for a meet and greet, sign up for a private tour of the facilities. We are running tours of the school in small, socially distant groups that are run by myself and many of the administrators. And so those are happening all throughout October and November. So folks can go to the website to sign up for a private tour if they want to check out what's going on.
Right. So do the video. That gives you the same kind of thing you get at the open house, and then get a private tour. So you really kind of get the same experience. Because let's be honest, regular open houses get really crowded, and they get kind of annoying sometimes when there's like a bunch of people. This is probably a better way to do it going forward. I like that. So that we got the video that's going up online. We've got the private tours available over at the high school. And of course, we've got drive up trick or treating on Tuesday, the 27th. And Amy, how are the kids doing in the singing group? So they get to do any practicing? Are you still doing it all virtually, or what? Because you always have the kids down here from the different groups, the madrigals and the unaccompanied minors, which, by the way, I was very disappointed that COVID broke out before I got to hang with the unaccompanied minors this year. I had all new jokes about unaccompanied minors down in my basement bar that I didn't get to use. It was really the same old jokes, but how are they doing?
Everybody's doing just fine. We are singing with masks to be safe. The choir kids sing in person with me in the auditorium on the days that they're in building, and the rest are on Zoom. We're all just kind of finding that musical community together. Madrigals just started meeting in person last Thursday for the first time, so we are preparing our holiday program, and so I'll be letting you know when that's going to be coming out too, because that'll be free for the community to access as well.
Awesome. Amy Kazin, a great friend that stops by all the time from EP High School. I appreciate you stopping by at the bar, and my day got just a little bit more normal seeing you back down here again. Thanks a lot, Amy.
Thank you.
Does your financial advisor actually take time to listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation changes? Why worry about those things when Tom Walsh is nearby? He's your local Edward Jones financial advisor. He works with you, focusing on what's important to you. He uses an established process to create personalized financial strategy, and he partners with you to help your strategy stay on track. Listen, families in South Chicagoland have been benefiting from Tom's get-to-know-you approach and do-the-right-thing values for over 18 years. Contact my close personal friend, and also a fellow Brother Rice alumni, Tom Walsh. He's your local Edward Jones advisor, located in Mount Greenwood, right outside of the EP, at 111th and Kedzie. Member SIPC.
A pitcher of beer, a pitcher of beer, let's order another pitcher of beer. That pitcher of beer should come over here. I love that pitcher of beer.
I'm sitting with John Brand out at the 9-foot homemade oak bar, but sitting inside of a lodge.
Is it the Soundcheck Bar or the Soundcheck Lodge? What do we end
the
up
Soundcheck outside? Bar.
Soundcheck Bar.
That's right.
Brought to you by the EP Podcast.
That's right.
And people get to come up here and sit on the roof in a structure. I mean, this is really cool. And there's four different ones up here on the top of the roof of Open Outcry.
That's right.
And we have one of them. And the one we're sitting in right now is got, you know, all kinds of stuff from our podcast, the EP Podcast, even the Socks in the Basement Podcast, and all pictures are up here. And we've got some neat features.
Yeah.
What do you like best about this one?
About yours?
Yeah, about mine. What do you like?
The fact that you have a microphone that's recording the sound, and you can see the soundboard move the lights up and down, recording our voices when we're in here talking. That's a nice feature. It's cool.
Yeah, I was like, we got to have something. You know, we got to have something cool. Like, I know that you have dad, what is it, your mom's basement or your parents'
your
basement?
Your parents' basement.
Your parents' basement you have over there. And that one's got, like, an old TV in it, which looks absolutely, I mean, it's so funny. It's awesome. And then there's also one that is all dressed up as Harry Potter. Who did
that
one?
That's the Morgan Park Academy.
Okay.
Morgan Park Academy did Harry Potter's library.
Yeah.
Or the Hogwarts Library,
yeah.
They call it.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
That's right. And then the one next to us is Marlowe's Salon. It's a salon at 102nd and Western, I believe. And they're doing it in the motif. I can't imagine you spent a lot of time in Marlowe's Salon. But
no.
If you did, you would. What you see when you go in there is what you see when you go.
It's going to look
in the cabin.
Fancy and chic and all that other stuff.
That's right.
It's going to look that way.
That's
awesome. So our seats. Eight. So eight people get to come in here and kind of break down how this works.
Yeah.
Because you kind of brought it up on the show when you were over at our place. But,
yeah.
But now that we're sitting here, I mean, you got the big long table in here. It's all set up. There's decorations. There's microphones that are sitting on the table and everything like that. The idea is to try to make it feel like you're in my basement.
In your podcast.
Podcasting. That's what it's kind of. You can pretend to be podcasting while you're sitting in here.
So let me take a step back and explain why we're doing this. So this is actually the third year. That we've done this. When we built the rooftop beer garden, we wanted to be able to use it year round. So for the last 2 years, we have built domes. They're those geodesic domes that we see the people all throughout the winter 2 years ago, and then the same last year. This year we upgraded. We built these wooden cabins. They're insulated wooden cabins with heaters. And just like last year, we partnered with local businesses that came in, decorated them, and then promoted their business in a collaborative way with us. They decorated the cabins and brought their motif in, and it was a nice opportunity for collaboration amongst small business here in the Beverly Morgan Park, Evergreen Park neighborhood. So we're doing the same thing this year. So we have you. Thank you. Thanks again for...
Oh, I'm excited. Thank you for inviting me. This is fun.
We have Morgan Park Academy, who we said. We have Marlowe. And then we took the fourth one, and we turned it into your parents' basement from 1985.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of does look like my parents' basement.
It looks exactly like my parents' basement.
So, the neat... I'll tell you a little
including my father's first place bowling trophy.
Does it have it in there?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
One of the neat things about the Soundcheck Bar... the EP Podcast Soundcheck Bar, that is that there's stuff in here you can take. Like, you can't take the posters off the wall. You can't take the microphones or anything like that. But there are Socks in the Basement hats on shelves, and you're welcome to take them. I've given John, like, a big supply of them to be able to replenish when somebody, they see a hat, they want to take it. That's great. There's EP Podcast koozies, and there's beer opener keychains and everything else. And I've supplied that with your staff.
Yep.
So they'll be able to replenish that every time somebody comes walking in. Because we wanted people to also be able to take something with them. Like, I mean, what's more fun than coming up and drinking and having a good time with your friends, and then you get to walk out with something as well?
Walk out with swag.
Yeah, get some swag. So I want to have swag that people could grab up and take.
Yeah.
So the price of this, break this down for me again. I want to say it's $169. You get 90 minutes.
Correct. Just as we did last year, the dome seat eight, and then you will get, there's different drink packages to choose from. One is a wine and beer package. One is a mimosa and a beer and beer package. And then one's an all beer package.
Okay.
So the reservation fee covers the use of the cabin. And then you get a bunch of beer waiting for you when you arrive. If guests want to drink more or order different drinks or cocktails, we have servers assigned to each of the cabins, and you can order whatever you want. Open up a tab and order whatever you want. And then food is the same. You'll order your food, and they'll bring your food up to you in the cabin. So if you decide you want to do this, you go to exploretalk.com, search Open Outcry, select your date, your time, and your cabin, select your the alcohol package that you want, pay, and then arrive. And when you arrive, whatever drink package you select will be waiting for you on the table when you show up.
That's awesome. I don't even have to wait for my first drink.
No, it'll be here. It'll be here when you walk in the door.
It's a good setup. I'm pretty excited about that. Open outcry, 100-900 block of Southwestern Avenue. John, every time I'm here, I'm impressed by something.
Oh, well, thank you. Hey, thanks again for partnering with us. It's been a really nice partnership, and you've also introduced us to the Evergreen Park community. So hopefully our guests this winter enjoy their experience in the EP Podcast Soundcheck Bar.
If you own a business, Evergreen Park's own Elite Benefits of America wants to remind you that health insurance open enrollments are either happening now or coming very quickly. And this is the time to review and implement a healthcare plan to make or keep you as the employer of choice. Deadlines for open enrollment range between November 1st and January 1st. Get ahead of the curve. The Small Business Special Enrollment Period, part of the Affordable Care Act, now allows employers with 49 employees and under to offer health benefits without contributing a dime to the employee plan. Help your employees save money on taxes with health insurance they're already paying for with their hard-earned dollars. Butch Zimar from Elite Benefits of America wants you to reach out to him today. Visit elitebenefits.net or call 708-535-3006. You know, I have no idea what my Halloween costume is going to be.
You still haven't decided?
I don't know what I'm going to be. I don't know what I'm going to do. I have no idea what my Halloween costume is going to be.
You were Ben Franklin last year, or an old man.
Yeah, old man. Yeah. Old man was awesome.
You recycled Dominic.
Old man was the greatest Halloween costume ever, because I just got to walk around in pajama bottoms, a robe.
Slippers.
And my son's
your Dago t-shirt.
Yeah, a Dago t-shirt. Yeah. I had the greatest time in that costume. See, as you get older,
your walking stick.
Like, here's the thing. I feel like as you get older, the idea behind Halloween is to be as comfortable as possible.
That's what I'm doing this
year. I don't like wearing masks.
No, I don't like my face painted.
I don't want my face painted.
Yeah.
So I have to find something that just fits this face. Like, I can go with glasses or contacts, but that's about it. It's got to fit this mug right here.
Yeah.
So essentially, the best Halloween costumes make fun of me. Or there's something that you'd be like, ah, that's weird. So down here in the basement, we have a picture of me in a full nun habit with the big giant headdress from like the 1940s.
And is that a cigar hanging out
with
your
a cigar
mouth?
In my mouth.
And a beer in your
and
hand?
And a beer in my hand. And that was a classic Halloween costume that I used multiple times. I have used, and I still have it, and I only break it out like once every 5 years, but it's in the rotation, the giant gift box that says two women from God. I get to wear whatever costume. I mean, I can wear just regular street clothes.
Yep.
I just put the box on.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And when I was younger, young women would always be like, you're disgusting. And 30 minutes later, I'd be getting their number.
Yeah.
Because it was such a bold thing. See, that's the thing. On the phone line with me right now, joining me from California, he's a good friend of the show. He jumps on every once in a while. He's our Hollywood insider, talks movies and all things Hollywood. Ben Belton on the line with me. Ben, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great, bud. You know, it's fall here in the Midwest. I know you're originally from the area and you know what it's like. And it's beautiful here in Evergreen Park, and the leaves have changed colors. And my youngest was walking along, picking leaves up off the sidewalk and trying to find the ones that he was going to keep and bring home. And then he shoved them into his pocket after I told him, don't do that. And they all crumbled into dust and he started over. But it's just the magic of the fall season right now.
That's awesome.
All right, here, I'm going to tell you what I think is awesome. I think it's awesome that there's going to be a way that they're going to supposedly bring all the Spider-Mans together. I'm talking the Spider-Mans that were like the early 2000s Spider-Mans with Tobey Maguire, the Amazing Spider-Mans with that guy who I can't remember his name from the movies that I didn't see, and then the Marvel Spider-Mans with Tom Holland. Is this true? Because it's starting to buzz right now. And I guess they can do it because there's always been a Spider-Man multiverse where there's many universes, right?
Yeah, they're playing with that idea. And what's interesting, or what you're seeing, is there are a lot of different things coming out about it. Now, filming just started yesterday, and getting into some of the other news that comes along with this, Benedict Cumberbatch is supposedly being written into this, which I think will play into what you're just talking about, the idea of a multiverse or you know, various versions of a superhero. And Jamie Foxx is also going to reprise his role, supposedly, as Electro. And that has been announced as well. Now, there's also been talk around town that Venom or Tom Hardy is going to be in this one. There's also talk that the other two, Spider-Man, you know, Garfield and, of course, Maguire, are going to come back and play a part in as well. A lot of that stuff hasn't been confirmed yet. What we do know, like I said, is that Benedict Cumberbatch is coming back. He is filming, and then he's going to go on to film the next Doctor Strange, which there is one of the next projects in the Marvel phase.
It would make perfect sense, because remember there was that whole thing between Sony and Disney where they were trying to figure out if they were going to be able to keep doing Spider-Man, okay, under the Marvel thing. And it would make sense for Sony to be like, all right, but we need a multiverse movie so that we can use our own Spider-Man, so that we can make our own Spider-Man movies, and you got your Spider-Man movie, so we can capitalize off the money that's being made off of this thing. And you bring in Doctor Strange, that guy, all he does is control space and time, so now you get multiple universes easily put together, and you've got a crossover villain, because the one villain is from the Sony ones, the Jamie Foxx character, and you also would have, if you get Venom, that would be the same kind of thing. So it makes sense, because then Sony can go off and make their Spider-Man stuff and kind of capitalize off of the property that they've given to Marvel. It to me, it's the perfect money-making scheme when theaters aren't making any money and the movie industry needs to make money. It's a great money-making scheme, and I'm going to hand my cash over because I'm bored in the COVID-19 era.
Well, there's also some talk that they're gonna put some other villains in this one. Kraven is supposed to be one of the other villains that they've talked about, and stars like Joel Kinnaman were supposedly linked to the project, and there's just a lot of talk going around. So when this finally does come out in December of next year, it'll be interesting to see kind of what there is and what's in the film. And not, I mean, because they were going to finish filming this earlier this year and it was going to be released this year. But then, of course, all that got pushed back because of the pandemic. So,
yeah, I keep wondering whether or not if the pandemic would have struck just a little bit sooner, we wouldn't have gotten such a crappy finale to the Star Wars 9 films. If it would have been pushed back long enough, maybe they could have gotten it right.
Well, it's amazing how many projects from TV to film have got cut off because of it. I mean, one of the you know, the recent ones was on Amazon, The Boys, of course, the superhero, you know,
great show. Great show, not for the faint of heart, but a totally awesome show.
Yeah, it's definitely not something to watch with kids around, for sure.
Or your mother. These are like shows you watch with people that don't get offended. You don't watch it with your mother. You don't watch it with your children. You don't watch it with them.
Absolutely correct.
Another show is wrapped up. Another show's in the books. Another show is wrapped up. And then by the looks, it's going to be a good one. And we'll see you next week. And the Nudie's Basement. And the Nudie's Basement. Another show is wrapped up. Another show is wrapped up. Another show is wrapped up. And it's in the books. Another show is wrapped up. Another show is wrapped up. And by the looks, it's gonna be a good one. Nudie's Basement. A broadcast basement. The Nudie's Basement. The Broad Basement.
Slauncha.
The EP Podcast. Heard everywhere podcasts can be found. And always at theeppodcast.com.